Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. Patterson Hood and the Downtown Rumblers will be headlining Crossroads at the Southeastern Center for Contemporary Art in Winston-Salem on Friday night, July 20th at 8. And opening for the Rumblers will be His Golden Messenger, led by my guest, Mr. MC Taylor. MC is one of the finest songwriters in America today. The band's fourth release, titled Poor Moon, was given a nod by none other than David Bowie, who called it mystical country, like an eerie yellowing photograph. Today we'll sample from Poor Moon and talk about it with singer-songwriter MC Taylor.
What keeps me focused on a lot of these songs is the fact that I'm asking questions of myself and of my spirituality and the spirituality of those in my community and my friends, and these are questions that often have no answers.
Ain't them big as night, I think I'll call him daylight.
This idea of a God is something that is both thrilling and very troubling to me, because this idea of God has been used for brotherhood and fraternity and good, and it's been deployed as a weapon. And that's a very complicated thing for me.
You take that head on, it seems like, in Call Him Daylight, that concept, the good, the beauty, the sorting through all this. Just some things that grab me. When my ship comes in, I'm going to lose control. I'm not going to dance till my ship comes in. What's your ship coming in that case?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. It could be anything. It could be good tidings and good fortune, or it could be the catastrophe that I've been waiting for. It could be something final that has yet to arrive, but I know is imminent. I mean, it's a song about uncertainness and insecurity, I think. And it's a kind of reckoning with this kind of force, maybe, that is, I understand, to be bigger than myself, but that's all I understand so far.
God is good and it's understood, but he moves in a mysterious way.
Jesus shot me in the head. My initial thought was an interesting way of saying an epiphany, or, you know, a born-again moment.
That's what it's a play on, and I thought it was kind of funny. The song is meant to be sort of humorous. You know, it's something of a conversion story, but it's a story about sort of spiritual bet hedging, we'll say. The narrator in this story is hoping that his Christianity will secure him a prominent seat in heaven, should there be a heaven. Which, you know, people do it in this life all the time. You see it everywhere.
I love the language. I mean, just so straightforward when you're talking about at those pearly gates, come on and let me in. You know, just a one-on-one.
I'm gone to see the king.
That singer-songwriter, producer, and frontman for His Golden Messenger, MC Taylor. We've been sampling from their fourth album, Poor Moon, today, but you can hear them live in concert on Friday night, July 20th, during Crossroads at Sika No. 5 in Winston-Salem. The band will include Megaphone's Brad and Phil Cook and Nathan Bowles from the Black Twig Pickers. His Golden Messenger opens for frontman of the Grammy Award-winning Drive-By Truckers, Patterson Hood, and his Downtown Rumblers. You'll find links to ticket information and more on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. And tune in this Friday at 1 o'clock when MC will play for us live in Studio A. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.